Okay. Do you really understand the definition of the word design? Can you briefly explain it to me? I read it like 3 times, but still a bit confusing. Hey. You're drooling all over your textbook. Hey. Get up. If you're tired, just go to lay on bed properly. Come here, get up. Okay, here we go. Let me tuck you in. Oh, don't worry. You can get back to read again when you're feeling better. I'll take a short note for you as much as I can read. Oh, yeah, I'll be fine. Just take a rest, okay? What? So you're saying you're not going to sleep? But you are clearly sleepy. Seriously though, I am concerned about your health. I know it sucks that we have to study on Zoom every day, but please, don't push so much pressure on yourself, and please don't say that you're carrying all your family in this fucked up society's expectation. I know it's scary, but still, it's not supposed to be a reason you pick to tear yourself down like this. Person like you would definitely go in places. A tiny break would never hurt you, okay? Ugh, why are you so stubborn? I don't know if you know this word. It's a basic thing normal people would do to keep their body in a healthy condition, which is called rest. It's not gonna perform much of a severely bizarre effect to the big brain of yours. So, for the love of God, please, clear your mind and rest, even if it's just a short break. And then you can get back to study anytime you regain your stamina back, okay? And don't drool all over my pillow like the way you've done to your textbook. That one's my favorite. Okay. What now? You want me to read for you here? You're really not gonna rest, aren't you? Okay, fine. Just a second. Ew. It's still wet. Is this why all your book looks so worn out? Ugh. Whoa, you literally highlighted the whole page. Why don't you just use the paintbrush? Okay, I can continue reading start from the end of your highlight, right? Yeah? Page, 78? Okay. The compound expression being in the world indicates in the very way we have coined it that it stands for an unitary phenomenon. This primary datum must be seen as a whole, but while being in the world cannot be broken up into contents which may be pieces together, this does not prevent it from having several constitutive items in its structures. Indeed, the phenomenal datum which our expression indicates is one which may, in fact, be looked at 3 ways. If we study it, keeping the whole phenomenon firmly in mind beforehand, the following items may be brought out for emphasis. First, the in the world. With regard to this, there arises the task of inquiring into the ontological structure of the world and defining the idea of worldhood as such. Second, that entity, which in every case has being in the world as the way in which it is. Here we are seeking that which one inquires into when one asks the question, who? By a phenomenological demonstration, we shall determine who is in the mode of design's average everydayness. Third, being in or in sign. As such, we must set forth the ontological constitution of inhood itself. Emphasis upon any one of these constitutive items signifies that the others are emphasized along with it. This means that in any such case, the whole phenomenon gets seen. Of course, being in the world is a state of design, which is necessarily a priori, but it is far from sufficient for completely determining design's being before making these three phenomena the themes for special analysis. We shall attempt, by way of the orientation, to characterize the third of these factors. Hey. Oh, you're just snoring. Jeez, how dare you sleep on me? You're the one who literally asked me to read it for you. You are properly beautiful when you sleep, aren't you? Oh, God damn it. Sometimes you feel like a person I could love. Like, really love. Then other times you feel like a total fucking endless impossible. Sometimes being close to you makes everything suddenly really simple. Then everything may shift and turns into a million of infinite uncertainty. That moment when things started to become difficult, that is when I started to see things really clearly. That you are truly something for me. Being with you really made me vulnerable. I feel butterflies, I feel thousands of fireworks bursting within me. It made me feel loved, it made me feel unloved. It made me feel happy, it made me feel sad. Sometimes it made me feel so many colors. Well, sometimes it also made me see only one color, but in a thousand different shades. What a roller coaster of emotions, and I don't like it at all. Will you ever gonna know this, dummy? Mm-hmm.